the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. Listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Once again to the Wrestling Call-In Show, I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Thank you for having me in your living room this week. How is everyone doing? It is a pleasure to be here. Got some things to cover, a lot to discuss. You guys can join me, 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606. Let's head on out to the chat room. Go ahead and shout out who we got here so far. We got Matt E. Legend. We got Nature Boy. And myself right now. So we have some other folks join us as well. You guys can call in, get your thoughts and opinions heard on this week in wrestling. Big week. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606 is that number for you, all of you guys to call in. Gonna go right to it. Monday Night Raw, end of the show. Daniel Bryan retires. You guys know me. I've never been a big, huge fan of Daniel Bryan, but I will give the guy his due. He can definitely go, and he can definitely go. He did change wrestling to an extent. I think you see a lot of guys who don't fit Vince's, how can I say, physique. The smaller guy can live kind of like vicarious through guys like Daniel Bryan, like a CM Punk. He did change the game, and I will always give him credit for that. I never liked him. I didn't care for him, but I will give him his props. He could go. One of the best. And like I said, I was sorry to see him go. Just for the fact of what he did for wrestling. So, what's next for him? Are you going to do the Hall of Fame like you did with Edge? You going to have that quick of a turnaround? So, we'll see what they do. Call in, let me know what you're thinking. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Man. Titus O'Neil gets suspended, first for 90, now reduced down to 60 days. Uh-oh. I got my man Scott. Let me get Scott real quick in here.
What's up, Willie D?
What's up, man? What's going on, Scott?
Chilling, man. Just took a nap, got ready for the show.
Thank you, sir.
So, what we discussing?
I was just going over Daniel Bryan, finishing that up. But what do you think about Daniel Bryan? What are some of your finest moments of his that you've liked? And did he change the game? I thought he sort of kind of changed the game a little bit.
He definitely changed the game with his size, and he actually showed that they listened to the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they gave us what we wanted. As much as they tried to veer away from it. You know, I don't know if Triple H was doing a shoot or he was being real when he's like, I'm trying to protect you from the big guys. I don't want you to get hurt. You know, calling him a B-plus player. We all knew that was a work. He knew, Triple H knew what he had in him, and so did Vince.
Yep.
But I'm going to miss the guy. I mean, he wrestled some hell of a matches, even though the E neutered him from what he was in Japan and what he was in ROH.
Agreed. Like I said, I've never been a fan of his. I just thought he was too small to be a... I thought he was always too small to be a world champion. Now, if you were going to put him, on a mid card and, you know, go from there, you know, I would have been cool with it. But I just thought he was, you know, too small. And to me, he just didn't have that right look to be a world champion. But skill wise, he had it. But I just thought him, you know,
yeah,
his appearance, his size, I didn't think, you know, he should have been world champion. But again, the guy could go. He did change the sport. In a sense, NXT is going that same route in a sense because you have different body types over in NXT. You don't have Vince's vision over there. You have different body types over in NXT, and I think that's a good thing. I always have that variety there. This guy's a smaller dude, mid-sized dude, big dude. You know, put a little bit of variety in that roster versus Vince's vision. Everybody's huge.
Exactly. And it's changing. I mean, he definitely paved the way for Neville and Sami Zayn.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the smaller guys, Tyson Kidd, I don't think he would have got another shot if it wasn't for Daniel Bryan.
Nope.
You know, but he definitely opened the door for other people. I mean, even CM Punk did. He was a smaller guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, they changed the game of wrestling. We used to see it as big guys just sitting there duking it out, almost like half boxing and, you know, get a body slam thrown in here and there.
Yeah.
Now it's mat wrestling, high flying, you know.
I'm in the chat room. It's the headbutt that he did off the top rope.
What killed him was when he came back and Wade Barrett gave him that bullhammer on SmackDown with his head wide open.
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the knockout blow. That's what ended his career.
Stone Cold said his cruiserweight style is what that was the main thing that finished him off, you know, in terms of ending his career, was this cruiserweight type style. But I don't know what other style he could have had.
He had to have that cruiserweight mentality of, you know, fast pace, high flying, you know, because if he... I mean, honestly, his first title run, they put him in a steel cage against Mark Henry and the Big Show.
Yep.
What are you going to do? He's looks like he's a bone in a junkyard. That's all he was at that point.
Look like a kid in an adult men's room. You know what I'm saying? A bunch of big dudes in the room. He looked like a kid.
Yep. Just like at the county pool, he was a little kid at the YMCA getting changed.
Let me head over to line number two real quick. Let me see if I can get, I believe. Nature Boy, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, folks? How y'all doing tonight?
Chilling, Nate. What's up with you?
What's going on, man?
Ain't too much. Trying to survive. I know that Daniel Bryan, he was touching on Monday night, but I just feel them headbutts and the moves he was doing just cost him an early career.
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
Just being that small, trying to do those powerful moves. But, you know, like Will said, I wasn't really a Daniel Bryan fan. I started liking him probably when he joined Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
And I think it was that night with the Usos in the cage match. And he turned on Bray Wyatt. He had the crowd behind him. I think I became a fan of him that night.
Mm.
You know, but I really wasn't a big fan of him. But I mean, he could wrestle, you know.
Yeah, he could go. He definitely could go. But like I said, being from Seattle or not, I just wasn't a huge fan of his. And but again, I was, you know, and I would catch grief by saying that Double A and Lee used to crucify me for saying it. Crucify me. But, you know, I understand his following. I understand why people did like him. And again, you know, what do you guys think is next for him? Because I think that promo, the ending, didn't leave the door open. So I think he knows he's done. So maybe in a year or two, you might see him be a trainer or do some stuff in the back. What are you guys thinking?
I'm thinking NXT trainer. Mm-hmm. Maybe succeed William Regal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe the new Global Force Wrestling Champion. Heavyweight Champion. I mean, I don't know. TNA champion? I mean, I don't know. The sky's the limit.
As much as I'd love to get him back in the ring, I don't think he'll ever go back in the ring.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so. Especially, it scared me when he said he thought he was cleared, and then he said he went for that last opinion and they found something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of, I thought of Chris Benoit. For some strange minute, I just thought about Chris Benoit.
Yeah.
And that kind of scared me a little bit when he said that. So, yeah, I think he's done too.
They basically told him, you're one hit away from being a vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just losing all brain, you know. His brain is probably so screwed up. And don't forget, he's been wrestling 16 years.
That is true.
And he said he's had 12 concussions on record. Who knows how many off the record.
Yeah. How old is he?
32?
34?
I thought he was 34.
Yeah, 34 would be. 34, 35.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he could, you know, he could probably could have wrestled when he was like 50.
Now, let me ask you guys this. I'm going to play devil's advocate because that's what I do best. If it was John Cena in that same position, do you think that it would be able to handle things differently?
No. I don't think Vince wants another Benoit situation on his hands.
Yeah.
Especially knowing, back in 07 when Benoit did that,
mm-hmm.
we don't know what we know now about concussions. We didn't.
Right.
Back then, it was a different story. Nobody was an in-depth. Now Vince could be held liable because he let him go out there knowing these records are there.
Mm-hmm.
And the tests show otherwise. So Vince definitely needs to cover his ass when it comes to concussions, which is why you never see chair shots to the head anymore.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. I remember Benoit fighting Jericho, and he dove between the ropes, and Jericho just launched him with a steel chair to the head.
Mm.
I mean, and while he was in midair, and it was just, you know, you're cheering that shit on, but that was like the end of Benoit, man.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But nowadays you see that, and you're like, what the fuck are they doing? You're going to kill the guy. But back then, we're rooting for him. We're like, give him another one.
Yeah. Yep. Now, Matt Legend just said in the chat, he's had like 3 concussions and he's fractured his skull. He basically lost smell and taste for 3 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on what part of the brain they hit. I mean, I think Daniel Bryan said he had a temporal lobe issue, which is basically like that soft part to the side of your eyes.
Mm.
That's your temporal lobe. So, man, that's dangerous.
We have football players getting concussions and they have helmets on.
Yeah.
You know? For wrestlers who don't have helmets, and you know, they can hit the head with steel chairs. Yeah, it's something you can block.
Yeah.
Or something you can protect yourself with, so.
But the thing is, it's not the blow of the chair or the punch or the hit in football. It's the shaking of your brain inside your head that causes it. So you could block it, but you're still going to have your brain moving around
and
hitting the side of your skull, which is causing the bruising.
Right.
So that's what it is. Even these power bomb moves can give you a concussion just because even though you pull it off properly, it's just your brain bouncing around in your head.
Mm. Mm. Well, we wish Dave Brown the best. Hopefully he'll make. Hopefully he'll. We'll see it back in some form, or some shape, form, or fashion, in the coming year.
What'll happen is he'll get Brie pregnant. She'll have to go out, and he'll have to go back to work to make the money. So he'll be your
general
next
manager,
next commentator on SmackDown, taking the King's place.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a long time for the King to hang him up.
Yeah, he's been doing it 23 years, and it's maybe they, you know, putting him on the pre-show on the last pay-per-view was the sign of him starting to head out the door.
Yeah.
I love the King and all, but, you know, I love my family, but on Thanksgiving, you got to get the fuck out of my house at a certain time. That's, you know what I'm saying, fellas?
Get the hell out. You got to get the hell out.
Yeah, after that football game, after that second football game, it's time to go.
It's time to go.
Yep.
You guys get the hell out. All right, let's switch gears for a second, guys. Talk Titus O'Neil and his situation. Titus O'Neil was suspended by WWE first for 90 days, then he got it rescinded down to 60 for grabbing Vince McMahon at the end of that Daniel Bryan speech. It was already, it was reported that racism was not a part of it. It was the fact of unprofessional behavior, and everyone needs to get on board with being a professional. Now, he's going to miss Mania, and that's my problem.
What was he going to do at Mania?
Probably nothing. Probably nothing.
The third one thrown out in the Battle Royale.
Probably nothing. But for what he did, I don't think the even a reduced sentence, I honestly don't think the punishment fit the crime.
I think it was too harsh a punishment, but I understand why he, you know, you don't grab the boss.
Oh, yeah, I get it. I understand that much. But I still think, particularly in that situation, because basically what Titus O'Neil is saying, I just did that to show him ladies first. He should let Stephanie go down first. Well, guess what? That's the CEO, man. The CEO can do what the hell he want. But I get that. But at the same point, maybe a 30-day would have been a little bit fair given that situation. Wasn't nobody physically hurt?
Now, some people are also speculating that he failed a wellness test. Mm-hmm. And because of his status with the charities and winning Dad of the Year, it's a cover-up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does it make sense? Yeah. Could they be doing it? Yeah. I don't know.
Wow.
Because 60 days is the punishment, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. If you fail a wellness test.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I read it, I was like, and then I saw it. I don't know if 90 days or 60 days, like you said, fit the crime. So that's just me.
Yeah, I understand why Vince did it. You don't grab the boss no matter what.
Right.
I mean, unless somebody was about to shoot him or stab him, you don't grab him.
Right.
You know, but I mean, I think 60 days is harsh, you know. Cut him off of TV for a little while, you know, bury him on the card a little bit more, but how much more can you bury the guy without releasing him?
Exactly. Did you hear what Batista said?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. I was like, really, you want the man just to ask for his release?
Just up and leave. You ain't got nothing planned. You ain't got nothing planned for your future to continue making the check. Just up and leave. Don't make no sense. Matt Legend in the chat is killing it. Titus failed, so Del Rio can stay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Matty Legend's always on point.
Yeah, he is. Bret Hart underwent surgery on the 11th of this month as part of his prostate cancer treatment. Wish him the best. I saw that and I said, man. If something you know, like that could happen to the Hitman, no one's immune from it.
No. We're all, you know, at risk. I mean, I don't know how old you are, Nate, but, I mean, me and Will, you know, we're at that age where we got to get checked every year now. Mm-hmm. And
I'm over there, too. I'm 41 myself, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 42, you know. I think, Will, you said you were up there around our age also. I'm
44.
Yeah, so we're all at that age, you know, and it could hit us all, and good thing they caught it early, you know.
Yeah.
As much as I don't want anything jammed up my ass, I don't want to die either.
Exactly.
You know, I could take a shower in a fetal position for a day.
Yep.
And then block it out your mind.
Exactly. You know, just give me the, just put me to sleep and do this, and wake me up when it's done.
This never happened. back to Daniel Bryan for a second. WWE will be adding Daniel Bryan's Greatest Moments collection to the WWE Network. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, check out his ROH matches. If you follow ROH and have, or even know the people that came from ROH, the two DVD sets I have there, I mean, matches against him and Austin Aries. He teams up with Austin Aries to fight the Wolves. Roderick Strong. Adam, I think Adam Cole is on there. AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, more CM Punk. Tyler Black, who was now Seth Rollins. Mm-hmm. They got some good matches on there. And that's where I like, that's, you know, where you fall in love with the guy, because he had the moves there. He did this move called a cattle mutilation. Have you ever seen it?
Uh-uh.
All right. It's basically the guy's on his back. The guy's laying on his stomach in the ring, and he puts him in a full Nelson and then flips over and pushes, like, his neck into the ring.
Damn.
And that's what he would do, moves like that. I'll find it on YouTube and post it.
Damn.
Tag you guys in it. But, yeah, he would do some crazy shit over in ROH.
But that crazy shit is not WWE style, so therefore he gets over there, he gets neutered.
Yep.
Triple H gets it. He gets it. He gets what the fans want. He understands. He gets it. Vince is just stubborn and doesn't have a freaking clue.
Right?
Oh, not a freaking clue.
I think Vince would bring back Dwight the Clown if he could.
They loved him back in the day. They'll love him today.
Yeah.
Dudley Boys turned heel. I said,
I'm loving it.
Me too. About damn time.
Yeah, it seemed like I just saw it. I saw it coming when they did that backstage segment. I was like, yeah, this is the night.
I think going up to the top rope and headbutting a man in the testicles is just so freaking stupid.
Yeah.
They've been doing it for what, 35 years?
35, 40 years? It seems 40 years. That's what it seems. I know it hadn't been that long, but that's what it seems. Change them up. About time you change them up.
Yeah.
It's about freaky time. And I guess they're going to be feuding against the Usouches.
No, I think heading into Mania, you're going to see a TLC match.
Okay.
Don't ask me why, but that's what I think. And they're going to get number 10 and number 25 overall.
I got you.
You know, and here you go.
So you think they're going to go against the New Day? I guess the New Day will turn face? I mean, I don't know. I don't even know if the New Day are face or heel. I don't even know, but, you know.
The New Day are just there. The New Day are just awesome.
They're just there. That's all.
I just posted the link in the chat room for Daniel Bryan's moves. Number 3 is the cattle mutilation.
Oh.
It's just a sick, sick move.
John Cena was in the news this week. He will be driving the pace car at the Daytona 500. Really?
I hope he crashes into the wall. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud?
Smeech boom.
He'll be a mania. He'll be a mania doing something. I don't know what, but he'll be there doing something. He's indestructible.
Yeah, too bad his wife isn't. Oh,
damn.
Too soon. That's too soon.
He met a headboard he couldn't put it through. I'm sorry.
Nigga was in the news too. She had some pictures out on social media showing her at the gym with a neck brace on. So
what?
Already?
Well, I mean, you could probably do like legs and just basic conditioning. I mean, but nothing too strenuous.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, if I broke my arm and I was a rest like Sheamus right now, I'd be working the hell out of my legs. You know, I can't do anything with my arms. Right. But you work the hell out of your legs just to stay in some kind of shape. Ride a bike.
Yeah.
You know, hit a treadmill. You know, to keep your cardio up. But, and I say that, and I'm sitting here freaking after I just ate a Totino's pizza at fucking 11 o'clock at night. And then I smoke a cigarette. I'm like, yeah, let's do some cardio. Like, walk to my front door. I'm like, I'm done.
Man. What did you guys think of Raw overall? Good show, bad show?
Raw was kind of... I think it was good.
You're right.
I mean, part of me was kind of hoping that the Daniel Bryan thing was a work, but I would only want it to work on AJ Styles. That would be it.
Gotcha.
You know, yeah. Because if you set up a match with Daniel Bryan coming back, you set it up for Mania with AJ Styles. That's the only thing you could have done with him at that point. Anything else would have been a fail. But the Dudley's turning was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Sasha Banks got knocked the fuck out.
Yes, she did.
You know, by Naomi in those heels, man. She just hit it with that right. I was like, oh, our earrings went flying in the third row. I mean, yeah, our girl lost, but she looked good losing.
Yeah, she did.
But that's about it. I mean, it was a good show overall.
Didn't Charlotte wrestle Alicia Fox?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought when I was looking at it that Alicia Fox tried to go back to that crazy Alicia Fox for a minute. And I was like, okay, I like this. But, you know, of course she lost. But, yeah, like I said, I'm just a Naomi and Alicia Fox. I just want them to be pushed. So I'm kind of biased for them, too, so.
I don't know about Naomi. I mean, Naomi's talented and all. I'll give her credit, but I'm just not a fan. Right. I don't know if it's like, I hate her theme song when she comes out.
Right.
You know, it's it's annoying. And those LA gears have to go. Get rid of those LA gears or stop trying to be like some kind of IROC Z with your freaking neon bottom. You know, just stop it. You're not a car.
Right.
You got a trunk, but you ain't a fucking car, okay, girl?
Oh, man. My only issue with WWE, it's like they rather see Becky Lynch in the role of Hunter than the one being hunted.
I think she's going to get the belt.
I hope so.
I mean, if you really think about it, I mean, 80 to 90% of the time, the one who always gets their ass kicked is the one that ends up with the belt.
Mm.
They've been calling her an underdog for weeks.
Yep.
And, you know, they're going to have that triple threat match at Mania. And they got her and Sasha teaming up right now, and then they're going to kind of force them to split. What better way to lead into the feud than to Becky have the belt and then Sasha beats her for it?
Yep.
You know, I mean, as long as she gets the belt at some point and doesn't fall from this, you know, like, not get buried, but just, like, end up like Natty, where she's just in that limbo for years, and it's like, when am I ever going to get my title shot? Or like Naomi. She's deserved more than they've given her.
Heck
but,
yeah.
You know?
I think her time, it was one time where I probably would give it to her, but.
About a year ago, they should have given it to her.
They should have given it to her at least once or twice.
Instead, they friggin' were playing Pass the Joint with AJ Lee and Paige.
Right.
I mean, seriously, they passed that shit like it was a joint. Here, I have it, now you take it.
So you think it's a triple threat, Charlotte, Sasha, and Becky Lynch at Mania?
Yes.
And so you're saying you think Becky Lynch will win it?
Yes, and what's going to happen is Sasha's going to have her in a bank statement. Becky's going to kick her in the head and throw her out of the ring and then put her in the disarmer, and Charlotte's going to tap out. If she doesn't throw her out of the ring, she'll throw her into Ric Flair to knock him out of the ring. That's how I see it playing out, and that's what I would do. And then, you know, let Becky and Sasha go at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sasha and Charlotte go at it for the number one contenders matches. I mean, just keep those three in the loop. I mean, you got Naomi, you got Tamina.
Mm-hmm.
You could even Brie Bella, even still. I mean, she's wrestling for the championship at Fastlane. So, I mean, you have all these people. Like, the Divas actually have a better friggin' title story than the friggin' main roster.
They do. They do. All right, next question I'm going to get heat for, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Bailey the next Daniel Bryan?
Bailey?
Mm-hmm.
You could even say Sasha's the next Daniel Bryan because she's smaller than Bailey.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, she didn't have the yes chant, but she's got to love all the fans.
Yeah, but that's in NXT. I mean, Emma had the love of all the fans at NXT before they brought her up. You know? But then again, they screwed Emma over by putting her with Santino.
And then she screwed herself when she went stealing iPods.
Not even iPods, iPod covers. That shit is like $10.
What are you thinking, man?
I know, it's like, I'd have friggin' bought it for her.
I think she was the first diva ever to be fired and hired in the same day.
Yeah. And then buried to NXT again.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Buried right back down to NXT.
She's with Dana Brooks, right?
Yeah.
Cut off that girl's head. She's got a hell of a body.
Yes, she do.
But that Botox face is like, you're 20. What are you doing with all this Botox?
But the body is banging, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. That's when you put a flag over her head and do it for the country.
Take one for the team. Take one for the team.
Yeah.
Rosa Mendez gives birth to a healthy baby girl this week. Congratulations to you and your family. Stella World's wishes.
I didn't know you could get pregnant from kissing Adam Rose.
Wow.
Oh, man. Fan calls Vince McMahon a racist for suspending Titus O'Neil. Really? We got a ticket to that point.
That was just a dumb comment to say.
Wasn't even about race.
I think that's just the easy. That's just the easy way. The easy way to attack Vince, but you know.
I mean, we all know Vince is. I think Vince is partially racist. Personally, you know. You saw that, Will.
But how many? I guess how many African American WWE champions have they had?
The Rock is the closest.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so...
I mean, look at the Russian guys that came. I mean, the Iron Sheik. Maybe the only... Is he even a foreigner, or is it just a gimmick? I don't even know.
Yeah.
But my point is, it's like, look at all the Russians that came through. Kozlov, you get him right there, and then you bury him.
Yep.
Right. Rusev, you put him right there, and then you bury him. You know, the only reason... I think the Iron Sheik would get it is because he was feuding with the American hero Hulk Hogan and Sergeant Slaughter.
Right. Right.
You know, and that's about it. But anybody else? No, not really. No nationalities that I could think of. Sheamus, being Irish, is probably the only one that's really pops into mind as I could tell as a true foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Vince is somewhat racist. I mean, I could name a dozen, you know, non-American white intercontinental or U.S. champions.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry, Booker T.
Mm-hmm.
But he held the WCW version of the title, never the WWE title.
Right. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, people can look at the history and say, okay, yeah, maybe he is, but...
And actually, the Iron Sheik was born in Tehran, Iran.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's two.
Yeah.
That's two.
Yep.
Let me go back to the chat room very quickly. Cash Cow, what's up, man? Cash Cow in the house.
What up, Double C?
Cash Cow is in the house. Matt Legend. On point again.
D'Lo had the European belt.
He sure did. Him and a bobblehead neck.
Yeah. Oh, God. I watched this video today of, like, the top 10, what they called, like, worst injuries ever in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, D'Lo breaking Draws' neck was number 3.
Mm.
Number 1 was when Sabu and Terry Funk were fighting in a barbed wire match.
Mm-hmm.
Sabu went for that air Sabu and Funk moved. Sabu ripped his arm with an 11-inch gash and his muscle was hanging out.
Mm.
Mm.
And then
Sid Vicious.
Number five, when he broke his leg, and that shit just was dangling. That was number five.
Oh god, that was ridiculous. I remember seeing that live, and I turned my head. I was like, can't even watch this door.
I was always wondering. You're a big dude. He was what, 6'8"?
Why even try that move? Why even try it?
Do it, yeah.
I don't even know when he was trying to boot to the face.
Yeah, because they said in the thing, like during the, they said they were trying to they wanted him to incorporate a move off the ropes, and that's what he came up with, a boot off the face.
He could have did a leg drop off the top rope when Steiner was laying on the mat, maybe something. I don't know, but that was horrible.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. Now, me and Matt Legend, Matt, me and you about to go into it, man. I love you, man. Love you like a brother and a homo. But Summer Rae, nah, man.
Summer Rae's got a hell of a body.
She does, but it's that...
That nose.
That nose and that mouth. I swear I can't stand it.
She sort of looks like... You remember that old cartoon? The Santa Claus, it was the Fix It Shop. Oh man, I can't even think of it, but it was an elf. He was an elf making toys for Santa Claus.
Mm. Yeah,
and it was the they had the goat's head, the abominable snowman. Oh, I can't even remember what cartoon that was, but it was one of them old cartoons that used to come around Christmas time. That's what she reminds me of. But,
she's like the Indian chief's daughter. You start at the bottom, you're like. And working your way up, you're like, damn, oh my god, what the hell is that?
And has she been on TV since she broke up with
Calabrese? You've seen her on Total Divas a lot.
No.
Okay.
She got a killer body, though.
Yeah. She put her in that Dana Brooks category. That's when you tap it from behind so you don't have to see the face, and she turns around, you donkey punch her. I posted the link for those top 10 injury things in the chat room also.
Cool.
Okay, Noelle Foley. Was Mick Foley's kid?
Yeah.
I've never seen her. Let's see what she looks like. Oh, Maddie Legend's talking about her.
Oh, she's straight, man. I agree with you on that, Matt. Me and you are right there with... Noelle Foley.
We
are
right there. Oh, goddamn, yeah.
We are right there with each other on NFL Foley, boy. Woo!
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We are right there connected. With Summer Rae outside of the body and the hair. Nah, man.
Yeah, what? Noelle Foley's pretty damn hot.
Wow, Cash Cow said she was ugly. Wow. Rey Mysterio says he is done with AAA.
But who's that bad of an alcoholic? Or he just doesn't want them to come get his car off the side of the road.
You guys think we're going to see him back in the WWE? We finally going to get the match we want to see?
What, him and Kalisto?
Yep.
No. I mean, I don't want him back in WWE. I mean... Him and Kalisto would be like a paradox when they ran into each other, time would explode. It'd be like those two black holes that collided in outer space this week.
I thought Conan said that him and Mysterio, they weren't happy with Lucha Underground. It was something about some money or something. I don't know. I may be wrong. But I thought he was with Lucha Underground.
No, he was supposed to just
have just this signed with them.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. He signed with Lucha, and I guess AAA took offense to it.
Yeah. Yeah, because he probably asked for his release. He probably said he was done wrestling, didn't want to sign again, and now he went and did that.
So you guys don't want to see him back in WWE at all.
Why? So
I don't know. I wouldn't mind. I don't know what he would be able to do.
Exactly. Why would you want? Why would you sign an injured guy?
Yeah.
True.
You know, I mean, the guy's injured, so
Well, I mean, I would, like I said, what would he do if he came back? Would he, you know, I mean, I don't know if he could wrestle. Or you would use him maybe once or twice every 2 or 3 months.
Put him on an Undertaker deal.
Maybe.
but he doesn't, he's not over like that.
Nah.
You know, and he's just not over to do that, to be that kind of Undertaker star. Mm. And even still, it's like right now, I don't even want to see the Undertaker wrestle anymore. I mean, it's just getting worse every match for the last 4 years. Like, he
can't. It's about time for him to come out. It's about time for him to come back.
Yeah, right after Fastlane.
Yeah, so I told him to come back, so. And pick his opponent.
I want him to fight Sting, but. I want him to fight Sting, but who goes over? The Undertaker can't lose his last match. And Sting needs to win a match in the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a singles match, Matt, not a tag team. I know everybody's like, well, he won those tag team matches. Doesn't matter.
Mm-mm.
You gotta win singles.
Right.
And. But I don't know. The Undertaker needs to go.
Maybe they put Undertaker and Sting against the Wyatts.
No, because the I think the Wyatts. I think Bray is going to fight Brock, and then the rest of the family is going to have a 6-man tag against Big Show, Kane, and Ryback.
Ugh.
But I mean, that's who they're beating up lately. That's all I could see.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's trash, but it puts Braun Strowman over.
Or put Ryback against Goldberg.
No.
Nobody wants to see that.
Nobody wants to see that.
Nobody wants to see that. Oh, no, sir. I can't do it. Can't do it.
Mm-mm. So y'all wouldn't be excited if Goldberg music played?
No.
Hell no.
Yeah, I guess I'm the only one.
That's when I walk outside to smoke a cigarette. or as Phil says, I took the trash out during that match.
I think the only two people that would be happy to see Goldberg back would be you, Nature Boy.
And Goldberg himself.
And Goldberg himself.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the guy hasn't wrestled in 12 years. What could he add to it? What could he add to the show?
Just with Spear and a jackhammer.
That's it. Get his ass kicked for 10 minutes and then do those. He'll be a Super Cena.
All he gonna do is they gonna walk around part two. The walk around part two. Instead of being Brock and Goldberg, it's gonna be Ryback and Goldberg.
It's gonna be like Lord of the Rings. They just walk and walk and walk.
Come on, man, hit me. I dare you. I'm gonna hit you, alright. Just stand still. I'm gonna get you. Nah, man, come get me.
Oh, but it's going back to Raw. They also had Bray Wyatt and Ryback fight. Man, when Bray Wyatt caught him in that Sister Abigail when he was going for that meat hook clothesline,
right.
I was like, oh, damn. Because he just pulled that shit out of nowhere.
You idiot.
I just snapped him over. I was like, god damn. That was some good stuff. Raw was pretty good. So was SmackDown.
Yeah. Now, SmackDown's the show that's really been stepping up as of late.
Yeah.
It's becoming more just a Raw review show.
Yeah. Now, I mean... Do you watch it yet, Nate?
No, I haven't. You know what? I tend to read what's going on SmackDown. You know, I read the spoilers on Tuesday night.
Right.
And I don't watch it.
You need to watch that Jericho AJ match.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, sir.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was that good. And.
Yeah, and that's what I do with SmackDown. I read what's going on and I'm like, okay, I don't need to watch it.
Yeah, I was surprised that AJ took the L in that one.
Oh, but Jericho got him?
Jericho got him. Clean. Mm-hmm. Like, boom. Like, out of nowhere. I did not expect him to hit that out of the corner like he did. But, I mean, it sets it up for round three at Fastlane, basically, is what they did.
Yeah, and Jericho is proven. And he's proving us, so he can still go.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask y'all this question then. Would you rather be AJ, I'm about to say AJ Lee, AJ Styles in Ring of Honor TNA or Styles in WWE?
It's too early to say to answer that question. He's only been there 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you go over? How do you get over with taking a loss?
Right.
Watch that match, and that'll tell you how you get over and take a loss.
Okay.
That was that good. I mean, it was back and forth.
Yeah, and I heard on the Rick Flair podcast, what's his name? Jay Lethal was on there. And, you know, Ric Flair trying to get him over to WWE. And I'm like, okay, would you rather be the heavyweight champion in Ring of Honor? Or would you rather come to WWE and, you know, have your wins and losses dictated? So, I don't know.
What's more for him to prove in Ring of Honor?
You know? Nothing. Absolutely right. Nothing.
If you're a home run hitter in baseball, what's the sense in saying triple in a single A ballpark or a double A ballpark that has 250-foot fences when you could go on a grand stage and rock it? When you could get
called, but you would never be. If you went there, I don't think you would never be WWE champion.
I do.
You think Jimmy would?
Yes.
How about AJ?
Yes.
Okay, I don't see it, but, you know, that's just me. I think AJ will be maybe a U.S.
AJ US will champion. Hold that belt.
Wow.
And because of three letters, HHH.
But you can also say the same for, and I hate to piggyback on him again, but you can also say, it's because of the influence that Daniel Bryan did that would happen.
Yeah,
we'll see. I don't see it, but, you know, maybe it happened.
All right, you have your big guys right now in your Wyatt family and Sheamus. I'm going to count Mark Henry, Kane, and Show, because they're pretty much on the down. They're pretty much done.
Right.
I think two of the three will be off TV by the end of the year and retire. But they're pretty much done. You have your big guys, but most of the card is smaller guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have Cody Rhodes is a smaller guy, and he's actually like medium sized in between that. And most of your card is that medium to smaller size. So yeah, your heavyweight champion is going to go that route eventually. I mean, look who's coming up. Look who's in NXT: Hideo Itami, Nakamura, Austin Aries, Sami Zayn. They just brought up Tyler Breeze.
Give me a second, guys. I'll be right back.
Okay. So these little guys are your future. So who better to lead this future than an AJ Styles, than a Jay Lethal? Guys that have been there, guys that have held the championship, guys that know what it's like to hold it down. Jay Lethal is only 30 years old. I mean, he's been wrestling for years on TV, but we've seen him forever. It was hard to believe that he was only 30 years old when I looked it up. AJ is 38. He'll have that belt. He'll hold it for a while, but, I mean, why else? He's not going to come over if he's going to be jobber. I wouldn't be surprised if it's in his contract that he does get the belt.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Who holds the title first? Ambrose or Styles?
Ambrose, because he's a WWE guy. He's a WWE creation.
Yeah. But,
and Vince seems to favor his own guys versus somebody who you just bringing in.
And I'm going to piggyback on that. I would say Ambrose, but the style he wrestles, it leaves him open to injury.
It does.
So if he suffers a severe injury a la Rollins or a la Daniel Bryan or concussions, I mean, I could see him go. It all depends on Ambrose. You know, it's up to him how bad he gets hurt or if he gets hurt at all, because he does wrestle a very injury-prone style, and he's lucky he hasn't had something serious yet.
So do you see the possibility that Ambrose wins the triple threat match at Fastlane?
Do I see a possibility?
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, because the guy that always gets their ass kicked on TV is the one that wins the matches when it matters.
Yeah, I mean, I see the Wyatt family coming down there distracting Brock for frustration, so he doesn't win. And then I just see, I would like to see Ambrose win, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I'm, you know, everybody was like, oh, but everybody was so happy when Reigns won the belt, you know, in Philly. They, you know, I mean, shit, he took it off of Sheamus, who nobody wanted to see.
Yeah. Right.
Love Reigns or hate Reigns, everybody agreed that it was freaking Sheamus and he needs to go.
Yep.
So, but, yeah.
If Virgil was wrestling Sheamus, they would have cheered for Virgil.
Yeah. Exactly. It doesn't matter who took it, but Reigns, he's been spoon-fed to us for a year and a half now.
Yes, he has.
And, you know, it's like, come on, let's change the diet a little bit. And, you know, I don't know what would have happened if we would be getting this much Reigns if Rollins didn't get hurt, because I personally think they were going to use Rollins to get rid of CM Punk's long reign.
Mm-hmm.
Because, think about it, after Mania, he only has to do another 3 months, which is till SummerSlam, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then he could lose the belt at that point.
Right. Right.
So. But, yeah, that's how I feel about it.
New TNA Night Guy Raquel, I think I said it right, says she was assaulted during her wrestling match at an independent promotion. She commented saying that she knew it was going to happen, but she didn't think it would happen to that extent. Come on now. Come on now. Everything's scripted. How are you going to assault somebody in a scripted match? Come on now.
What's her name?
I think it was Raquel. I think I pronounced it correctly. She said she was assaulted at an independent house show in a wrestling match. Man, whatever. Okay. Whatever.
I don't even see her on their roster.
I know she's
on TNA's roster.
Because I know she's new. Kurt Angle is scheduled to be inducted into the International Sports Hall of Fame next month in Ohio. Good for Kurt.
Yeah.
He's one of the guys who left WWE and did more than just survived. He paved his way. He had some bumps in the road for him, but he paved his way to be what he is now. You think WWE might try to make another stab in him?
I think they should. I mean, he should have one farewell match, you know, before he gets it, because, you know, everybody comes back. But he's another one that's injury prone with the neck. He's had too many neck surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
Would Vince let him go? I don't know. But what do you do with him when he comes back? I think they missed a point 2 years ago when his contract was up, and Rusev was running around saying that there was no American that could beat him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just think of the pop that would have got if he was out there running his mouth about USA sucks, and then, you know, who can beat me, and then Angle's music hits.
Yep.
That would have been a pop like you had never seen. But they messed up that point. That would have been the greatest person to beat Rusev streak instead of John Cena.
Mm.
Yeah.
Let's see what else I have here. Give me a second, guys. I don't know how you guys follow USC, but I do to a certain extent. Former USC heavyweight champion Kevin Randleman dies at age 44.
Yeah, I saw that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Sad news. Yeah. I mean, what happened?
Cause of death reported was heart failure.
Drugs. Yeah.
He last fought in 2011, and he held a 17-16 pro MMA record.
In 44, wow.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably drug-related.
Go back and watch his stuff. Oh, man, he was pretty good back in the day. I enjoyed watching him win or lose. question I have for you guys. Is Luke Harper a modern-day Stan Hansen?
Yeah.
Because I see a lot of similarities between the two.
Yeah, I could see
Hansen,
that.
Or would you say Bruiser Brody?
I went more Stan Hansen than I did Bruiser Brody.
I just see Bruiser Brody. That's probably because of his appearance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't know why they're not in the tag team tournament or title picture anyway.
Yeah.
Him and Rowan, but Rowan, he just got lost. When he got hurt, he just got lost. And when they separated, he just got lost in the shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we're talking about in the chat room, who was Rollins wrestling when he got injured? And they were saying it was Roman. Cash Cow thought it was Roman Reigns, but it was Kane.
It was Kane.
I put the video up, and man, I forgot that. After he injured his leg, he still got up and friggin' powerbombed Kane through the table, walked with Kane on that friggin' torn leg, and put him through the table.
Mm.
That's a beast right there.
Mm.
That was probably adrenaline right there. That was probably...
Yep.
And then after the match was over, he probably felt it. And when he felt it, it probably hit him hard, too.
Hell yeah.
Maddie Legend says, until Harper is in a no-holds-barred remake, he isn't Stan Hansen.
Man, a couple of rumors real quick. Sheamus is expected to be back on WWE TV after Fastlane. There was discussion of firing Titus O'Neil for the central interaction with Vince. WWE may be thinking of making some changes to how matches are booked, which could include eliminating dangerous high spots.
Then you just wasted Neville.
Exactly.
Neville is of no use to you.
Yeah.
I mean, Big E, they don't tell Big E to stop diving through that little rope, man, because that right there, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have to tell. Good.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was going to say something different.
Well, I was just going to basically say that now you're just going to have grappling matches back in the 1960s.
Yeah. Collar and elbow tie-up. Collar and elbow tie-up.
Yeah, snap mare, and that's it. Gordon Soley's going to come back and do the announcing.
Oh, my God.
They're going to stand in the middle of the ring like doing that test of strength for like 10 minutes with their arm in the air. And then they're going to put their hand on the ground and jump on their hands. He's going to be like, ah! They're going to do it all
over
again.
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
And they go back to a collar and elbow tie-up.
Tammy, parentheses, Sunny, parentheses, Stitch is hospitalized with pancreatitis.
Okay. She's taking too much dick. Bottom line, she got drilled too hard.
And I'm going to say
probably a spleen came out on that, like a shish kebab.
Oh, God. Next. Oh, man.
Well, going back to what you're saying about the Big E diving through the ropes and everything, I mean, should they stop Orton with that second rope DDT?
Oh, yeah.
Should they cut that move out, too?
He's looking a little bit more safe. I guess safer. I don't know what it is because he comes straight down. I don't know. He's looking a little bit more safer than that Big E dive or... I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, the Big E thing is, it's hard to tell. When you're diving through the ropes and you hit somebody,
mm-hmm.
you're going to let, you know, you're putting your whole body out there, and the way you land is not going to be the same every time. It's going to be hard to control. You can control that DDT a lot better than diving through the ropes.
Right. When Big E dives to that rope, I'm just afraid his foot is going to catch that second rope. And if he goes straight down, it might be over.
Yeah.
So, but,
You know, it's, you know, if the person, because he gives him a spear, so if the person holds on a bit too long, they could DDT him from there.
Yep.
Exactly. So that means Neville is, he's going to have to use a new finishing move, probably the small package. So he's going to have to, that shooting star press he does is, not the shooting star, what did he call it, Red Arrow? Or?
Yeah, the Red Arrow.
Red Arrow, yeah, he's going to have to do something else.
Matty Legend says he found this Sunny porn on Pornhub.
Oh my god.
Scrolled the mouse over to get a glimpse of what would transpire and was like, nope.
Wow.
As I said,
Matt. I know Matt's listening. Next.
I said this a few weeks ago. If it was 10, maybe 15 years ago,
I'd be all over that.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, I think I was saying this on the rant. Somebody said she's still not, for her age, she doesn't look bad. Mm. But some people look better when they're dressed than when they have their clothes off. Mm. You know, when they take their clothes off, it's just like, they look nothing like they did, you thought they would look like, and she's one of them.
Right.
But, like, if she had that body when she, like, she came out with the fucking body Donnas,
mm-hmm.
and that cheerleader outfit, if she was still that 22-year-old bouncing around like that doing porn, I'd be all over it. But now, I don't want to see that.
Nobody want to see that, my friend. Nobody.
Nope.
Nobody but Rage.
Yeah.
Rage was supposed to do a book report, but the pages got stuck together. The Matty Legend said he watched a Mickey James porn instead.
Roast beef.
Yep.
Roast beef. Lucha Underground ratings are sky high. They're drawing 217,000, which is up from last week. They had 201,000 bar views for episode 2, season 2 last night. So good, go Lucha Underground. Keep up the great work. In New Japan Pro Wrestling, and Scott, correct me if I'm wrong, I thought I saw it, I wrote it down, they're starting a new streaming service, and for New Japan's going to be doing it, and ROH matches would be included in that. Now, I thought that was kind of interesting, because I'm the type of guy that's about free enterprise, but I don't think I'm going to be one promotion promoting another. What you think?
No, I don't promote another, you know, unless you're doing like, I mean, ROH and New Japan promote each other all the time, but they work with each other. They have that contract.
Right.
If you don't have a contract with them, I'm not pushing anybody else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I tried to watch, when I listened to Talk Brunch, Rick Dar, mm-hmm. you know, they talk about New Japan all the time. And I tried to watch it, and I don't know. I watch it, but I can't really get into it. So
I like it. I mean, I like the style.
Uh-huh.
I like that strong style wrestling. And a lot of people like, why do you put Nakamura in NXT?
Mm.
He's the king of strong style. WWE is not strong style. You put him down there to learn the style. Right. To work with it and to find that in between. Just like you did with Hideo Itami. Mm-hmm. I can't even remember his name when he... over in Japan, what Hideo Itami's name was. But, you know, and Asuka, Asuka, whatever they call her.
So basically, you're saying that they have to dumb him down to WWE standards?
Yes and no.
Uh-huh.
Like, AJ kind of has a mix of what the WWE and strong style is. Together, because he's wrestled over there. Strong style is a completely, completely different style than a basic WWE style. And if you're not really into that type of wrestling, you're not gonna, it's not gonna go over. So mm-hmm. basically, you put him down there so he could learn and incorporate the two together. Make a hybrid of it. Like Hideo Itami was doing before he got hurt.
Right.
What the hell was Hideo Itami's name before he came over?
Dad, I don't remember.
I'm looking it up. Sorry. It's killing me.
He says it's killing him. He has to know. He has to find out.
Yep. Kenta.
Okay.
Kenta Kobayashi. Yeah. Mr. Kobayashi.
Let me see. I did over that. We're going to talk about Lucha for a second. Talking about MMA. We're talking about Sheamus coming back. Should they just go ahead and break up that League of Nations now? Because right now, it ain't doing so good.
I don't even know why they put it together in the first place.
I think it was messed up how they put it together. It was just, I don't know.
It was like one day they're fighting each other, the next day they're a group.
And they're coming out saying, oh, we're united, we're this and that, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird.
This idea was just thinking of something to do. I think the injuries to all the top stars are just kind of having they're just trying to find something to work.
Yeah. Or they put it together so Sheamus would have backup against Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
You know, so just so he could, you know, win matches without pinning Reigns, you know, and get... It was just a joke the way they put it together.
Sure about it was.
Because there was no, like, build-up to it. It wasn't like, you know, you had Barrett and Sheamus teaming up. They were beating the shit out of each other 6 months ago.
Right.
And now they're a team, you know, make a tag team and then, you know, get Del Rio in on the action. And then, you know, add Rusev. But it was just like, hey, you know, it's like four guys going out for beer. We're going to call ourselves the League of Nations.
Right. It just came out of nowhere that night and just... Hey, we're friends now.
Yep.
Yeah, they should have did it like you said. You know, if maybe they jump on somebody together and they look at each other and be like, okay, you know, respect and go back and just build it up. Just don't come out of nowhere and do
right.
it. Then it might mean something.
Exactly.
Agreed. What are some of the things you guys want to see coming up on the plate? What do you guys want to see from Fastlane?
Well, go ahead.
A decent pay-per-view first?
I don't know if the whole card has been announced, but, I mean, you have Becky and Sasha versus Team Bad, which to me is ridiculous because when on SmackDown, I don't know if you noticed it, Will, when Tamina and Naomi came out, they had the Team Bad thing in the background with Sasha Banks' name still on it while they're fighting Sasha Banks. Mm. So that's one thing they got to fix.
Mm-hmm.
But you have Tamina and Naomi fighting Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch. Charlotte is fighting Brie Bella. You're probably going to see AJ and Jericho round three. You're probably going to have Ziggler and Kevin Owens fight because, you know, on Raw, Ziggler did the... he used the ropes to beat him.
Right.
And then you have your three-way dance.
Oh, you got Rey Cristo and...
Del Rio.
You probably have the Usos against the Dudleys.
That's about all the matches you can have, because they're...
Yeah. So about seven, you probably have about seven matches?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, that's WCW, some of these guys have 13 matches on their pay-per-views, but I don't know.
You know, I looked at last year's WrestleMania. There was, in the 4 hours, they only had eight matches and two on the pre-show. That was an hour.
Damn.
Yeah.
So everything else was interviews and somebody singing. I forgot who it was, but...
It was Flo Rida, man. He's in every WrestleMania.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Oh, but on SmackDown, Sasha fucked Tamina up when she kicked her in the head.
I'm going to have to go back and watch this because y'all are talking like it was pretty good.
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like it being, I want it to be live. I don't, you know, I guess I need to stay off the spoiler page and just watch it when it comes on. But yeah. I just want it to be live, you know.
I mean, I wasn't going to watch. I normally watch it on Hulu because I don't have regular TV. I just have Hulu and Netflix. But Rick Darrow was like, he sent me a message. He's like, you need to watch SmackDown tonight. It's this good.
Damn.
So, like, I caught a stream of it, and damn, it was that good.
Man.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right,
so I'll give it a shot. I'll watch it.
Definitely, definitely.
I mean, it features a lot of AJ and Jericho, and the Divas. They definitely tore it up. Mm. But I mean, when Sasha kicked Tamina in the head and knocked her over and just stood over, and he's like, "That's why I'm the fucking boss." that was all good.
Oh man! All right, guys, I'm gonna go ahead and end things off here. Well, I'll say thank you to everybody. Hey, I go work tomorrow. Be all of a sudden. I'm not feeling good all of a sudden. So we're going to go ahead and end things off here. Any final thoughts before we get into the show plugs?
No, none from here.
I appreciate it.
Hey, man, thank y'all for calling in. Real quick, let's go over the show plug very, very quickly. Don't forget, you guys can catch Rant AM's newest show, Talk Brunch, every Monday at 11:30. Next day on Tuesday, flagship show, The Rant, live every Tuesday, 8 p.m. with Double A and Tony C, followed by Freaks and F Geeks with Lee Champion and Rage. At 11. At 11. Thursday nights, Rant and Wrestling at 9 p.m. Friday at 9 p.m., Turnbuckle Throwbacks with my man Philly Phil. Saturday night's Dish Show, Wrestling Collins Show at 11 p.m. What Are You Reading? Comic Book Show is next up every Sunday at 5 p.m. Check out all the fine shows on the network.
Don't forget tomorrow's special.
Yes. You want to break it down for me, Scott?
Yeah, tomorrow, myself, Surfer, and Stanley Kubrick, a regular on What Are You Reading Comic Book Show. We're going to be doing our special show. It's on July 1989. We're going to go over all the history of what happened in that month, number one music, movies, everything from the U.S. and the U.K. It's going to be a good show. Come hang out with us. I'll give you a little spoiler. Mike Tyson knocked someone out in 90 seconds in July of 1989.
Yeah.
Tune in tomorrow, and we'll tell you who that was.
Yeah, because I'm trying to remember. Oh, man.
Yeah, but we'll be here right before the What Are You Reading comic book show. It's a doubleheader tomorrow. We're going to kick it off right. So if you're with your girl, without your girl, with your man, whoever it is, tune in. Show some love for me. You're all my Valentines.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Thank you for letting me plug that, Will.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Man, the sheer wackiness on this show. Sheer wackiness.
Yeah, I took a nap. My mind is just fresh right now.
One more thing I want to ask. Where do you see the mid-card titles going right now? Do you see the U.S. Championship going back to Cena once he comes back?
I think AJ is going to hold one of them before he gets the belt. You know, before they give him the big belt. Mm. Which one it is, I don't know. But he'll definitely have mid-card belt before, I'd say, by Survivor Series.
I think Cena wins 16 at WrestleMania next year.
Ugh.
Yeah, either SummerSlam this year or WrestleMania next year. I think he wins 16. So I think he can go. He might even win the Intercontinental title and do the IC Championship Challenge. Has he been Intercontinental Champion?
Cena?
Yeah.
real quick. I believe he has.
I don't remember him with that title. I remember him with the U.S. title because then he had a spinner. He had a spinner U.S. title.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he's
been in it. He was feuding with Carlito for that belt for a long time.
Yeah, he was.
He might have been a U.S. champion. I mean, the Intercontinental champion. I don't remember. But I think he won 16 either at SummerSlam or at WrestleMania.
All right, here's his breakdown. Tag team champion twice with Batista and Shawn Michaels. World heavyweight champion 3 times. WWE, WWE world heavyweight champion 12 times. 5-time U.S. champ. 2-time WWE tag champ with The Miz and David Otunga.
Mm-hmm.
Never held the IC belt. He won Money in the Bank, 2 Royal Rumbles, and 10 Slammies. He never had the IC belt.
Okay, so I could see him winning the IC title and then doing the IC Open Challenge. And yeah. then he wins the championship at SummerSlam or WrestleMania next year.
Yeah. Now you got to retire it. Does Cena beat it, though?
Does Cena beat it? Does he get 17, is what you're asking?
Does he get 17, yeah.
Probably.
No.
Probably.
I wouldn't give him 17. But, you know, I mean, you've heard me say it on every show. And his numbers will never mean much to me because there was 2 belts being passed around.
Right.
You know, and because of that, it padded numbers.
Right.
And that's why I will never say, even you could give him 26. It won't matter to me because there was 2 belts being passed around that padded numbers.
Right.
So, I mean, Jerry Lawler was a 52-time champ in one of those territories.
Memphis.
Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous because he was booking the matches. I don't recognize that. You know, that's like, you know, that's like playing Monopoly and being the banker. You give yourself all the damn money.
I mean, that's true. You're exactly right. Those 2 titles, I honestly feel they should go back and separate.
Yeah.
They should, like, you were the world champion 3 times, and you were WWE champion this many times. I mean, that's just how I look at it.
Right. Even though Flair won it with different companies, there was always that one belt in every company he was in.
Right.
Even when he came to the WWE and held it the 2 times, there was only 1 heavyweight title.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
And then what's the legend going around that he was actually 23 times?
24
times? Flair. Some of them, they don't even count because he had to go to Mexico or something. It's something where he's actually held the title 23 times, but they don't count it because it was not on TV or something, and they don't count it. They recognize him as the 16th time. And that's the key word. They recognize him.
Yep. Because that's 16. The NWA, which they own. And even before they had the NWA and the WWE titles.
Yep.
You know, they don't like to. The WWE has always had an issue recognizing other companies. They won't do it. They won't come out. Like, Ring of Honor will mention WWE. They will say, this guy was a WWE tag team champion or WWE champion. I mean, look at the way Lawler threw a fit when Mauro Ranallo said that AJ Styles was a 2-time NWGP champion. Yep. He's like, who cares about that? That's not the WWE. We don't recognize other titles here. You don't hear me bragging about all the titles I won because, you know. Because AJ didn't fucking book himself.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, AJ went out and worked for those titles, you know. But, I mean, I understand you don't want to mention the competition.
Yeah.
But you got to give people that credit. You can't let AJ Styles walk in the company and be like, well, who is this guy? We've never heard of him before. He's a 38-year-old rookie. While we're sitting at home being, he's held every damn title in the company except yours.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
So, and there's your question. Will AJ get the belt? Yeah. He will. And I think at WrestleMania, the Dudleys get number 10.
Ugh.
And number 25 overall. Because that, and then from there, they're pretty much done. I mean, they are. They'll have a nice little 2-3 month run with it,
right.
and then they're gone.
Right.
You know, I think they might have signed a year or two.
Get him, and that's it.
Was dude hurt legit on Raw? Have you heard anything about that?
I think he was, but I hadn't heard anything else about it.
Yeah, to me it looked like he was legit hurt because he was grabbing that knee again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there cheering, yes, 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 he's hurt.
And,
I mean, you heard how much I can't stand the Usos.
I think they need a facelift, man. I think they need a new image. I mean, that's just me. I think they need to drop their makeup, their shorts. I just think they need a new get-up.
Yeah, they just need everything just to go away.
Yeah.
But, and, you know, it's, I don't know what it is about. I just, the entrance, that war dance, and then they have to walk down in the ring, and then they hit the bottom ramp and they jump, and then their theme music hits as they step in the ring. It's like, why bother having music if you go through all this shit and you don't even get to hear it?
Yep.
You know, just come out to your music and that's it, like everybody else. You don't need this elaborate show.
Nope.
Well, look, the Rock is our cousin. The Rock is our cousin. Don't even worry about it. I can't even watch it. I can't even watch their interest without saying the Rock is our cousin.
Exactly.
I can't do it no more.
And that's another reason I couldn't say them, because they were nothing until they brought up the fact that they're cousins with the Rock.
Mm-hmm.
They were buried. They were just like this jobber tag team, and all of a sudden, now, the Rock's our cousin, and now you're getting everything handed to you. But that's just my feelings.
you know what, though? And I know, me and Lee broke this down some years ago. The difference between the Samoans and anybody else is the fact that Samoans take this as a true business.
They do.
That's a true business, so.
Well, I don't think The Rock did.
No! I don't think The Rock did either.
No. But, I mean, they do. They look at it as, you know, it's their livelihood. It's their job.
Right.
They're not looking at it as, like, you know, I'm famous. I'm rich and famous, but The Rock did. But that's why, you know, he grew up on South Beach.
Yep.
Played for the U.
For the U, the Miami Dolphins.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Hurricanes. My bad.
Yeah. But yeah, so, I mean, you got that mentality, you know. But, I don't know. The whole, I mean, I don't even like when The Rock comes back half the time. Like, that whole shtick last year at WrestleMania with Ronda Rousey, as hot as she is, and I don't mind watching her. It was 25 minutes of filler that didn't need to be there.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. That was another match that could have happened.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, go look it up on Wikipedia, WrestleMania 31, and look at the matches. There's only like 7 or 8 matches on the main card for WrestleMania in a 4-hour show.
4 hours. You should have everybody wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you could have mixed wrestling. You could have 4 matches. I mean, more matches than 7 or 8.
Yeah.
You could have 13.
And if you remember back in the day, a pay-per-view, a regular 3-hour pay-per-view on a Sunday night was 9 matches.
Right.
And that was a 3-hour pay-per-view, and you're giving me 8 matches in a 4-hour pay-per-view?
Plus the hour pre-show. What you say, get 2?
You had the Battle Royale, and then you had that 4-way tag team match for the belts.
Right.
You put your championship match, a championship match, on the fucking pre-show. That is ridiculous.
Right.
You know, and you can't do things like that. Yeah, you know what? You know, AA had a good idea, you know, but it's not going to work. What he said is, when Sasha Banks came back, she should have went and challenged Bayley for that NXT title one more time, but do it at Mania. I'd watch that at Mania.
Yeah.
Right.
I think Samoa Joe and Finn Balor should wrestle at Mania for that NXT title.
Yeah.
That is the only title I will accept on a pre-show, because it's not your main stage. athletes going in there. But yet, those two are main stage guys everywhere else they've been. And they could handle a Mania crowd. Well, especially if you're going to be bringing up both of them just shortly after Mania is the plan.
Well, would you put Finn Balor against Undertaker at Mania?
No. No.
How about maybe a tag team partner?
I don't see the Undertaker doing a tag team, but I would be fine with that, but I wouldn't put him one-on-one against him. I mean, if you have nothing going for Kevin Owens, put him against the Undertaker.
Yeah, he can play. He can go out there, give a good match.
Yeah,
put him over.
Okay, how about Sting and Finn Balor?
No,
I can't see that.
I'm just trying to fit Finn Balor in and where he can go against maybe Sting or Undertaker. Well,
don't forget NXT has a show the night before or during that weekend. NXT Dallas.
That's right.
Man. I mean, don't get me wrong. Kevin Owens fought at NXT Brooklyn, then at SummerSlam the next night.
Yep.
Right.
And then at Raw the next night, he was fucking bruised and battered, but he did it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're going to have these shows going on. I don't think it's going to be that Saturday night because that's the Hall of Fame night, so you're probably looking at Friday night for that NXT show. And then the Hall of Fame, then Mania, then Raw. But
so right now, what would you give, just as an opinion, and I know all the matches are not set, how do you feel about Mania? What's your gut instinct about Mania right now?
Triple H versus Reigns? Meh. Could care less. Because Triple H ain't going to hold that belt. I'd be shocked if Triple H walked out with that belt.
Right.
I'm looking forward to that women's three-way.
Yep.
You know, Becky, mm-hmm. Sasha, and Charlotte. If rumors are true, it's going to be AJ and Kevin Owens. They're supposed to start a feud, which would be a good match.
Interesting, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're probably looking at the Dudleys versus New Day versus the Usos in some fashion.
Yeah.
In some kind of match.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I don't know where they're going.
How about this? A monkey wrench in it. What if there's a tag team match with the Lucha Dragons and somebody at Fastlane? And no, well, not a Fastlane. But let's say Lucha Dragons tag team against somebody, and Sin Cara turns on Rey Cuisto.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Me too. I hate Sin Cara or Hunakara.
I just feel that they're gonna split them up, and that's a good way to do it. If Sin Cara turns on Rey Cuisto,
as long as they don't do what they said they were gonna do with Kalisto. Do you remember that, Will?
Yeah.
Nate, you ever heard what their plan was for Kalisto?
No. What were they gonna do?
Oh my!
Tell them, Will.
Oh my goodness. Matter of fact, I got it written down here somewhere. As a matter of fact, we talked about it because we talked about it like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I can't freaking find it. Go for it, Scott.
All right, they were gonna unmask Kalisto and make him a gay hairdresser as a character.
Okay, next.
Exactly. It's like, why would you do that?
Why would you? Oh, God.
Okay, I understand the unmasking because you've seen Rey Mysterio get unmasked, and that wasn't too bad. At least in my opinion, it wasn't too bad. But the gay hairdresser thing?
Yeah.
It wasn't bad because after a while, he joined the Filthy Animals, and he couldn't have a mask with the Filthy Animals. So I kind of bought into that. And I kind of got used to him being without a mask, but yeah, you can't.
His eyes always freak me out. That, like, his, what are they called? Contact lenses?
Yeah.
The ice blue.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Didn't they say, I was listening to maybe one of the shows, I don't know what it was, but didn't they say they was going to do a cruiserweight division or something?
It's been rumored. It was rumored a couple of weeks ago that they'll do, you know, they're thinking about doing a cruiserweight division.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of smart because you do have a lot of cruiserweight guys there. The only bad thing about it, some of those guys might not want to be pigeonholed.
Yeah, but you may have a lot of cruiserweights, but you don't have a lot of lucha cruiserweights.
Right.
So I would bring back the TV title. I'm just stuck on bringing back the TV title and have those Nick Carters fight for that, because besides Kalisto and Sin Cara, who else, and Neville, who else jumped around the ring?
Sami Zayn. Kofi Kingston.
I guess. I don't know. I just think that Lucha is being jumping around everything. Kofi Kingston, he does, but. And Sami Zayn, I've only seen him wrestle maybe one time, so I'm not a, you know, I can't really say what style he does. I saw him wrestle with, what, when he wrestled John Cena on Raw?
Oh, the match he never got a rematch for.
Exactly.
That's the match he hurt himself.
Yep.
That's the match he hurt himself. Yep. So that's the only time I've actually seen him wrestle. So I can't, you know, I can't dissect what he does. But, you know, with a cruiserweight title, I think it just needs to be somebody who's jumping around. But like I said, that's just me.
Yeah, you go back and watch, if you got the network, go back and watch some of the same, those original NXT specials. You'll see some good matches with Sami Zayn.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the 2 out of 3 falls where he fought Cesaro.
Uh-huh.
Those were some good matches.
Whoa. What the heck?
What's up?
What the heck was this? Hold on. Okay, I thought I saw something different. My fault. Okay. Super Bowl 50, what'd you guys think?
I don't watch it.
What?
I don't have TV. I only have Hulu and Netflix. I don't have live TV.
I watched the first quarter and the last quarter. It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean...
You know.
I didn't have a dog in the fight, so I really wasn't too much into it anyway. And I'm like that. I mean, I could watch any football game during the regular season. It doesn't matter who's fighting, but if I'm watching a championship game, I want my team to be there.
Yeah.
And I'm a Cowboy fan, so, you know, it really didn't do nothing for me.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, if the Cowboys not in it, I'd normally go for the AFC.
But, I mean, with the outcome, I'm kind of glad Peyton won, you know. Go out on a high note, you know.
Yeah.
Just like Elway did, you know. Bronco theme, you know. Retire when you win a Super Bowl. But, and now Eli can shut the fuck up about having more rings than his brother. And Eli, with that smug look on his face, like he just got kicked in the balls, was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? He was like, there was no emotion, no nothing. It was like he was like, man, I can't believe he's about to tie me.
Yep.
Yeah. Who's your team, Scott?
Jets.
Yeah. I used to like the Jets until they beat the Cowboys, and you know, I don't like them no more. So... Yeah.
I've been a Jet fan for a long time. I grew up in New York City, and I couldn't stand Giants fans. They're always running their mouths. I couldn't stand Phil Sims either.
What? You don't like Phil Sims?
No, I don't like Phil Sims.
I don't like his commentary style when he's on TV reviewing the games.
Yeah.
Man, listen to him. Listen to him. He'll say some crazy.
You know who I don't like? Joe Buck and Trayvon.
I don't like Joe Buck.
Oh, man. When they do the NFC, because they do NFC games. So when they do the Cowboy games, I just wish I could just turn them down and just listen, like, to the game, with, like I was there at the stadium. I do not like to hear them do Cowboy games. I don't know, it's just me. And like I said, that's probably just me being a bitter Cowboy fan, so it is what it is.
What's this about Steve DeMille wrestling for WWE?
Yeah, I saw something with Stardust at the Dallas Comic Convention, went up to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I mean, do we really need this whole crossover thing again? I mean, the guy is definitely athletic. You know, don't get me wrong. I mean, he actually surprised me at SummerSlam, but do we need to keep seeing it?
Nah, man.
No.
You know?
Cody needs to go back to being Cody. I mean, that's just bottom line, and maybe he can do something. But I mean, I was cool with Stardust and Goldust together. I was cool with it, but when they broke up, kind of like, you know, why even still have him as Stardust?
I mean, he's supposed to go back to being Cody shortly, I was reading.
Yeah, he needs to go back to being Cody Rhodes. And I mean, but the thing about it is, where do you go when he changes them back? I mean,
you team him. You make him Dash and Cody Rhodes, and you team him up with Tyler Breeze.
I would have put, you know, I was wondering when Tyler Breeze was going to team up with Fandango.
Is Fandango even still alive?
I reckon. I was waiting for that to happen. I was waiting for him and Fandango to be a tag team. Call him Phantom Breeze or something like that. I don't know. I don't know.
Phantom Breeze. Oh, man.
Ridiculous. I mean, seriously, when's the last time we even had a Fandango sighting?
I can't remember.
It's been a hot minute, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. It has. I mean, it's like they bring these cats up and they say, okay, we're going to bring them up for this big pop. And then after 2 weeks, they're like, I don't know what to do with them. I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah. I mean, you put the guy over Jericho at WrestleMania, for God's sake.
Right.
And now this, and then he's gone?
Mm-hmm.
And then didn't Tyler Breeze beat, who did he beat? Oh, Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
You put him over Dolph Ziggler, and now he's not doing anything. I don't know. I just feel in 3 hours of shows, or what, 5-6 hours a week, you can do something with these guys.
But the thing is, right now, they're heading into Mania, and that's what their storylines are leading into. And they're not going to do much with them at Mania, so that's why they're not on TV, I think.
Right.
But once after Mania, I believe they'll be doing more with them. Tyler Breeze is another guy you could put in the Cruiserweight division.
Right.
Let's see. Alright, guys, if there's nothing else, I want to thank the chat room, I want to thank Matt Legend, I want to thank Cash Cow, Kid Human, which is Scott, in case you didn't know. I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. Cash Cow, thank you for being here. I want to thank callers and Scott. Nature Board, just, if you don't mind, because I'm curious.
Yeah.
Where are you?
In Columbia.
Okay.
South Carolina.
Okay.
He's like between me and you. I'm up here in Virginia. You're down there in Georgia. So he's in the middle of us.
Yeah.
Yep. Horseman. We'd call it Horseman Country.
Yep.
You got to fit a name.
Smack dab right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man. All right, let's go ahead and wrap things up.
I know what we're having next year's Super Bowl party. We're at Nature's house.
Come on.
We'll be broadcasting live.
Live and in living color.
Panthers will probably be there next year. I don't see anybody chasing them out right now.
Yeah, look, hopefully it'll be the Cowboys.
Well, hopefully not.
Oh man! I am
as long
confident.
As you have Romo, you'll never win a Super Bowl.
Hey, watch the watch out! Those fight words,
Man,
I mean, I think he's a good quarterback. I don't think he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
We'll see. I like him, but we'll see.
All right, guys. If there is nothing else, let's go ahead and get things on out of here. I'll see you guys next week. You guys take care, okay?
See you guys tomorrow night at 3:30 Eastern.
Yes, yes. Thank you for that promo. Thank you, sir.
All right, fellas. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
Thanks for calling in, guys.
You're welcome.
All right.